it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Welcome to the Bike Radar Podcast, brought to you by the team behind BikeRadar.com, Cycling Plus, and MBUK magazines. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe. And if you can do so, leave us a rating on your podcast provider of choice. It really helps us reach other cyclists like you.
Hello and welcome to the Bike Radar Podcast. I'm Jack Luke, and today I'm joined by Tom Law, Bike Radar's mountain bike presenter on our YouTube channel, and Simon Von Bromley, our senior technical writer on the team and resident nerd. In today's episode of the Bike Radar Podcast, we're going to be bringing you the biggest news from the last few weeks on BikeRadar.com. Amongst a deluge of other news, we've had three headline road bike tire launches from Pirelli, Specialized, and Vittoria. And resident tire nerd Simon will give us the lowdown on everything we need to know about these sweet new treads. Forbidden also launched its new Druid trail bike, and Tom is going to do his absolute best to explain why this is interesting to this pair of smooth-brained roadies. We're also going to talk about Ceramic Speed's new super fancy lube designed for super long rides in super bad weather that has been released just in time for summer. And really, I expect we're just going in the Northern Hemisphere. And I expect Simon's just going to talk to us about chain waxing. But that's fine. That's why you come here. Before we kick things off, though, Tom Law, how are you on this beautiful sunny day? And what are your riding plans for the week ahead?
I'm very good, thank you, Jack. So I'm actually heading out on a product launch next week.
So can't
talk too much about that. But yeah, it's in a
why are you bringing it up on a podcast?
Exotic
then? This
country.
Is for talking this podcast, Tom.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to keep some intrigue. Yeah, I'm a teaser. So yes, that's my riding plans. Is riding in a possibly somewhat colder, wetter location than the UK, if that's even possible.
Wow, incredible. Well, yeah. That sounds like a great hoot, Simon. Bike of the year is out of the way. I presume you're bathing in a luxurious post-test glow, or are you straight back in to the cool face of content, shredding new kit?
Straight back in. The grind never stops, Jack. I'm a grinder. If anyone follows my social media, they'll know I'm all about the grind.
Yeah. And what are you grinding away at?
Well, we're about to kick off a kind of fast road tire group test. So we're actually, at the end of this week, we're going to go do some rolling resistance testing. And then, obviously, going to supplement that with a load of sort of subjective testing in terms of, you know, setup, ride feel, that sort of stuff. So hopefully we're ticking all the boxes and bringing some really good testing to our lovely audience.
That's Simon Von Bromley bingo right there. You know, scientific testing of stuff designed to make you go marginally faster. Good grief. That's why we love you, Simon. Right, we'll kick off with tires then on that theme. Very sorry, Tom, you're going to have to wait your turn unless you want to give some opinions on road bike tires. But Simon, tell us what we need to know about Pirelli's new tires and Specialized and Vittoria. You can choose what you want to start with.
Okay, well, we'll start with the Vittoria Corsa Pro, because actually I went on the press launch for that, and it's basically Vittoria has overhauled its kind of top-end range of tyres, which is the Corsa range. Now, it's claiming that this is the most advanced cotton tyre ever made, and so it only comes in with, you know, kind of tan cotton sidewalls, which is, you know, great for people like
great
me.
Great for fashionable Instagram divas like us.
But not so good if you like black tyres, I suppose. But yeah, it basically, it kind of, they've got a new construction method which helps them marry a sort of traditional cotton casing with vulcanization to kind of get a seamless tread attached to the tyre in the way that, you know, previously they used to just glue them on. And anyone who had one of those sets of tyres for kind of quite a long time would sort of notice that eventually the tread would start to peel off as that glue failed. So that's all gone.
Obviously, all gone.
They're claiming they're kind of, you know, faster, more puncture protection, that sort of thing. They're also very, very expensive. They're kind of like £90 per tyre.
That's rude. That's a fancy car tyre expense. Mm. Maybe not quite, but no, not quite.
Yeah, but that kind of puts it at the kind of top of the tree, even, you know, more expensive than Conti GP5000s and other tyres like that. They have won a lot of races at the, you know, kind of world tour level this year, but they do also, Vittoria does sponsor some of the best riders in the world.
Well, so that probably helps.
It's kind of hard.
Does help.
Yeah.
Are they finally tubeless?
Yeah, so they were tubeless before, but
only in the black version.
Yeah, exactly. You could, if you wanted tan wheels, you couldn't get tubeless. So yes, now the black versions are gone, and you can have tubeless tan wheel tyres.
Oh.
There's a Corsa Pro TLR. There's a Corsa Pro Control TLR, which is has a slightly beefier tread for increased puncture protection. They're still making tubulars of the Corsa Pro. If anyone out there wants that, but
I thought you were going to say something much more disparaging there. If anybody wants.
Time trialists rejoice.
Yeah. Well, and there will also be a Vittoria Corsa Pro Speed, which is the time trial specific version, coming in 2024. Though I suspect some of the pro teams are probably already using that tyre.
Oh, you'll be keeping your eyes peeled closely on Getty. Well, Simon has written a full news story on this tyre, and he has got his first ride impressions as well. Well worth checking that out. It's very nerdy, all you would expect from Simon. Now we jump to another tyre, your pick, Simon.
So, well, actually, we'll kind of talk about them both together because they're both kind of sit in the same space. Now, it's Pirelli's new P0 Race TLR4S. Stands for four season, and the Specialized Mondo. Now, both of these tyres are kind of endurance racy tyres, so a little bit kind of beefier and heavier than, say, the Vittoria Corsa Pro that we've just talked about, but they should come with kind of compounds that are designed for wet weather grip, increased tread life, and, you know, kind of hopefully you get a few less punctures, because as everyone loves to say, there's nothing slower than a puncture. So it's that kind of thing. You know, we regularly get comments. You know, my favourite tyre, for example, at the moment would be something like the Continental GP5000 STR, for example. But I regularly see comments from people who have obviously gone out and bought a set of these tyres, punctured them relatively quickly, and then they've come to my article where I've recommended it and said, you're an idiot. You know, this tyre is like fag paper.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people, something like this is kind of a better balance. You give up a little bit of speed and then you get a bit more, you know, a bit more mileage, a bit more puncture protection. And yeah, like, we're just seeing a lot of options. Now, the kind of key story with the Pirelli tyres was that previously this tyre was only available as a clincher. Now it's available as tubeless, which kind of makes sense for this kind of category. Specialized, you know, as they often do, made some pretty bold claims about the S-Works Mondo, and they basically said it is the new benchmark endurance all-road tyre. I mean, so we haven't reviewed it yet.
Yeah,
but
we haven't had one in hand, actually.
We haven't had one in hand
in the office yet.
It was raced at the 2023 Paris-Roubaix, but none of the kind of Specialized sponsored teams
played a part in that race. Yeah,
so, you know, it we'll have to kind of wait to see whether this is, you know, the kind of greatest endurance tyre ever made, or, you know, perhaps just similar to the others.
And the Specialized Mondo name is actually one that's existed way back when in the day.
It is, although I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know that either.
I don't think
you really
either.
give me some good context.
I think, you know, Specialized has, you know, has a long-standing tradition of bringing back old names every now and again. Obviously, you know, the Allais has been around for a really long time, things like that. They like to, you know, kind of keep their names, and hopefully we'll see Avenge at some point as well. I really like that.
He's still hopeful.
A subject of a previous video and podcast. Wow, we really are hitting the Simon Bromley bingo points today. Anyway, well, yes, three new tyres. Quite a surprising number of tyres generally, I think, in the last few years. I don't know, maybe it's just more big brands entering the market. It feels like there's a lot more hype and development around road tyres. Kind of anecdotally, that's certainly my feeling.
Yeah, there have been a lot of new tyres recently. I think, obviously, with everything kind of moving over from clincher to tubeless, and, you know, at the same time as the pros move away from tubulars, there's been a lot of development, should we say, and I suppose certain brands, you know, Schwalbe, for example, with their Pro 1 TLE, that was a really, really solid tyre when it launched. Same with Conti and their GP5000. I think a lot of brands have kind of looked at those two and tried to step up. But yeah, there have been new entrants, as you say. Like, you know, we've had Pirelli have really stepped up, Goodyear are stepping up. Like, there's a lot of good options. And so our group test that I kind of mentioned at the start of this video is going to contain a lot of choice.
I look forward to watching, reading and listening all about it, Simon. Now, we're quickly going to jump over to Ceramic Speed's new UFO Drip Wet Chain Lube, which is made for ultra long distances and bad weather, according to the brand. I do promise, Tom, you will get your moment. But Simon, he is our slippery guy. We need to hear about why this lube is interesting from Simon.
So I think, you know, so the Ceramic Speed UFO range has always been a really good wax-based drip lube. But I think for some people, they felt that the kind of, you know, it would last maybe, you know, 200, 250 kilometers or something. Now, for most people, that's absolutely fine, you know. But if you're Oscar Huckle
or Jack Evans,
you know, two of our finest writers, and you go out on 400 kilometer plus rides, then, you know, that's obviously not enough. And the problem with kind of a wax-based drip lube is that you need to let it dry in between applications, basically. Otherwise, it doesn't really work properly. So I think Ceramic Speed have kind of, they've not really told us what they've done to it, but they've essentially said that their kind of UFO drip wet basically lasts longer. It kind of performs better in kind of wet conditions, which have historic, you know, wet conditions can be a bit tricky for wax lube, because once the kind of wax gets abraded off the chain, the chain can just become very dry because there's nothing on it. And then it can be quite noisy, high friction, that sort of thing. I think they've essentially modified the formula to make it last longer, you know, which should be a good thing. Obviously, you know, if you're just concerned about cost as well, you know, a product that lasts longer should require fewer applications. And so, you know, perhaps it's better value in that sense as well.
We'll come onto this very subject in a moment, but I can kind of ask, or rather I can say that is definitely true. I like smooth lube, which is just a wax water emulsion, basically waxing your chain for people who are lazy. And it is really fantastic, but it comes off very, very quickly in wet weather. I even use it on kind of tours and stuff with the kind of caveat knowing I'll have to reapply. But anyway, that's exactly what I was about to ask. Tom Law, what is your preferred chain lube? And you can go into as much detail as you want, because I know Simon will do so anyway.
Well, I'm fairly lube agnostic.
Very good.
That's such a thing. But I mean, obviously, I've tried loads of different ones over the years. I've never tried waxing. I like my crockery too much. I don't want to sacrifice a pan to go down the full waxing route. But I always quite like squirt chain lube, actually. I found that to be quite good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's been really, really good for that, you know, especially, you know, being a mountain biker and you know, part-time gravel rider, you know, I need something that's going to last in wet conditions in the UK. But Peter's All Weather Lube has also been quite good for me recently as well. So that seems to last fairly well. Tried Muck Off and Finish Line and all the others, but I always seem to keep coming back to those two, to Squirt and to Petey's more recently. Yeah.
All right, Simon, have your moment in the sun. What's your preferred way of lubing a chain right now?
Yeah, obviously, if anyone's listened to me talk before, I'm going to say, you know, immersion waxing. That is what I do for most of my bikes. But actually, Ceramic Speed UFO Drip is my favourite kind of wax-based drip lube, which I use for topping up chains. I just find that, you know, Squirt's really good, Smooth's also really good. There are a number of really good kind of wax-based drip lubes, but of the ones that I've tried, the Ceramic Speed one tends to go the kind of driest, and therefore it attracts the kind of the fewest contaminants during riding. So yeah, like I typically wax chains in a slow cooker, and then, you know, I can't be bothered to just take them off every single time to re-wax them. I just top them up with a wax-based drip lube as and when required.
Fantastic, very brief answer. Well done, Simon.
Well, now, if you want the full answer.
No. If you want the full answer, you can go to our excellent article on site about how to wax a chain. It is very good. It's very well illustrated as well. One of your finer ones, Simon. That's all right. Tom, it's your time to shine now. The new Forbidden Druid is a very rowdy trail bike that our very own Alex Evans has spent some time on. It's a pretty cool looking bike, but I say that as somebody who doesn't really know what's going on. So explain to me and Simon and our listeners why this bike is interesting, what we need to know about it, and everything as above.
It is very cool. I do like it. It's quite different to the old Druid. So apologies if this gets very techie. Because
that's fine.
It is. But basically, both of these bikes are, or slash were, high pivot suspension bikes. So rather than the main pivot for the suspension being around the chain ring position, the pivot sits higher on the frame, giving a more rearward axle path. So instead of it being sort of like an arc where the wheel gets close to the frame, the wheel moves away, lengthening the bike and absorbing bumps better.
Very well explained. 10 out of 10 so far. Crack on.
So with the new Druid, they've actually gone away from a single pivot, high pivot design. So it's basically a solid swing arm with a high pivot and an idler, to an inverted four bar system. So basically, if you imagine...
I love stuff like this, crack on.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? So imagine specialized FSR system with the pivot on the chainstay, but flipped. So it looks like a linkage actuated single pivot, but it's not because of reasons. So the shock's nice and low, little linkage that drives it there. So it just gives them more control over the kinematics of the suspension while still keeping that rearward axle path. And it also has their one ride sizing system. So it carries it over from the previous bike. So basically the chainstays get longer proportionally to the front end of the bike. A lot of times you'll see that the front end of a mountain bike and indeed a road bike will get longer as you go up in size. Forbidden think it should be proportional. So as the front end gets bigger, as you are a taller rider, the back end should get bigger as well. So you can run it as a mullet bike. It's 130mm of rear wheel travel, 150 up front, or you can also do full 29 as well. And it's gone to the on-trend sort of like S1 to 4 sizing system, so no more small, medium, large, and all that.
And the S sizing, it's not strictly true, but it's more around the length of the bike as opposed to sort of traditional seat tube measurements.
Yeah, exactly. So they're basically saying that you should choose the size of the bike you're riding based on the reach measurement. So the large, which is what Alex would be riding, what I would ride, has a 480mm reach in the full 29er setup. So yeah, it's basically you're not pigeonholing yourself into a large or a medium or an extra large. You can basically choose what size you want based on what reach measurement works for you the best.
I have to say, like, while I do jest about it, you know, I used to be a mountain biker. I used to know lots about this tech and that kind of thing. However, I think the pace at which mountain bikes develop, I know it's something you've talked about quite a lot, Simon, like for this to be a 130mm travel trail bike, you know, really it's kind of silhouette, it's tech, you know, that's kind of tech that would have been seen on downhill and enduro bikes not that long ago in terms of the high idler, that kind of thing. It's definitely a bike that appeals to me if I was ever to get back into my shreddy ways where it's... a high-tech, cool bit of tech, a high-tech bit of kit, but at the same time balancing that with, you know, travel that isn't going to overwhelm my rather middling riding. Is it the sort of bike that appeals to you, tickles your pickle?
Yeah, definitely. So somebody that has a more XC sort of leaning since starting up Bike Radar, obviously riding with Rob Weaver, Tom, Alex and Luke, you know, they are very, very talented riders. So I've always sort of shied away from what I would call almost sort of like the skill compensator sort of enduro bikes, sticking with the shorter travel stuff. But no, this for me, from what Al said about it, sounds like it could be the kind of bike that I could get on with. You know, it's still pretty efficient to ride all day, fairly light, but it has got a bit of extra brawn, you know, to sort of get me out of trouble when I'm trying to keep up with those guys. So yeah, I'm definitely intrigued to give it a go. And I've had a brief bit of time on a high pivot before, because the other downside obviously is the chain has to be longer, mm-hmm. as an extra jockey wheel effectively. So there's usually more drag in the system. But Forbidden claims have done a lot of work to alleviate a lot of that. So supposedly it now feels like a regular bike with no extra sort of drag in the drivetrain. So again, interested to see how that compares. I had a brief ride on the old Druid, but yeah, definitely keen to see how this one compares to that. So yeah, definitely taking my fancy in that one.
As with all of this stuff, we do have a full story on this one on Bike Radar. There are Alex's first ride impressions at the bottom of the article, well worth reading through because it's a really good one and one we'll get a full review of in the not too distant future. Now, finishing things up, we have a little tasty teaser. If you've been looking at Bike Radar or, to be honest, any other cycling website, you will have noticed that there's been a lot of new cross-country bikes in the past couple of weeks. Tom Marvin, possibly yourself, Tom Law, although maybe you don't know this yet, and a few others will be signing onto a podcast in the near future to talk through all these new XC bikes, what they mean for cross-country racing as a whole, and why they're interesting. If you don't already, subscribe to the Bike Creator podcast so you'll be the first to know when that episode goes live. For now, thank you very much to you both. I did ask you, but what you didn't give me any taster, Simon. What riding are you going to be doing out of doors in the coming weeks?
I don't know, to be honest. Actually, I'm on a press launch next week as well, so I'm going to be in Italy for a week. So I haven't actually got too many riding plans.
Well, at the moment. Well, I look forward to hearing.
That's a really terrible answer.
That's all right. Well, you know, you've reminded the listeners to keep coming back to Bike Radar, the number one source.
I can't give any riding because I'm too busy producing content.
Well, yeah.
It's all about the content.
It's what we live for. But keep coming.
We live for the content.
Keep going to Bike Radar so you can listen back, read, do all those wonderful things about these new sneaky launches that Tom and Simon are going on. For now, thank you for listening, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Bike Radar podcast. If you've not done so already, please subscribe and share with your friends, or leave us a rating if you've enjoyed this episode.